Hi, this is Jodie, just sitting here enjoying my public holiday. Thank you, 2011. It's been an exhausting year so far. I needed a break. Anyway, reading my National Geographic, which I've been subscribed to for 14 years, so I like to think that I'm helping somehow. If they'd only recycle the paper, it'd be even better. Anyway, towards the end of this particular article, sorry if I'm talking quickly because I've got a lot to say in this 5-minute block and I know I'm going to run out. There is an article called Protecting Predators, and it's to do with Botswana, this particular one, but it talks about an organisation called CITES, which is the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species. And it sets quotas for countries and allows for the export of animals and flora and fauna. It allows for the export of animals as trophies. You heard me, trophies. Apparently, this day and age, we're still so bloody ignorant that we would need or feel the need to have trophies, animal trophies. And I'm telling you, most of those are going to be dead. So the one outline they have here is that there is a permit set up for the export of up to 2,653 leopard trophies a year. So there are 2,653 wankers in this world who feel the need to have a leopard trophy. Are you not aware of the internet? You can look at those beautiful leopards running at any stage you want. Just go onto YouTube and pull up a leopard running. I'm sure you'll see one. You don't have to have the dead thing on your wall. If you feel the need to pat one, go to the zoo and see how you go. You won't last 5 seconds, I'm sure. Anyway, further on, I investigate a little bit further into CITES, and they've got a website which is CITES.org, CITES.org. And I'm looking right now at a list of, what's it called? This list is called the National Export Quotas for 2010, and it lists in order of country the quotas of and the animal type that you can export from those countries. And I get to Cameroon, and a lot of them are the scientific names for the animals, so I'm having to look up the names. And I come to one that says Loxodonta africana. I'm not really sure what that means, so I Google it, and it's the scientific name for bush elephant. Now, apparently in Cameroon, you can export 160 tusks as trophies. Thankfully, they've limited that from 80 animals, so if you're going to be killing an animal and ripping its tusk out of its face, at least take both of them and not kill 160. You can only kill 80. But still, what? Elephants? Are you kidding? Are we still doing that? Where are these complete losers who need this? And I cannot believe that we still need these animal tusks for scientific purposes. I just, it doesn't make sense. It's for trophies, so it can't be for any scientific purpose. And if there's a cure for cancer in that trophy, I'm sorry, there must be a way of producing a synthetic version of it. And I'm only on page 5 of 47, and as I said, this organisation is obviously helping quite a bit, and I'm glad there's an organisation controlling this, because obviously it would be out of control, the import and export of trophies. I thought this was something we did in the 1800s. I didn't realise we were so ignorant in this day and age that we're still killing animals for trophies. If you enjoy that animal, why don't you just get on YouTube? I'm sure there's videos for free that you can capture. You can reproduce something. I don't know what to say anymore. This is crazy. But the problem is, organizations like this are only necessary because people from the ground up, which is us, need to control it as well. We need to tell people if we know somebody, if we know one of these tossers who has a leopard skin trophy or a head, I hope it's not a head, on their wall or on their floor, tell them. Tell them they're idiots. Tell them to stop.